This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
With the start of hay cutting season, now is the time to take some steps to make sure livestock have the best quality hay to eat. University of Kentucky Extension Forage Specialist Dr. Chris Teutsch says quality hay is important to a livestock operation.
It's not whether it's a clover or grass or whether we fertilize it or not. It's the stage of maturity at harvest. So as that grass gets more mature, as it goes from a vegetative plant till it gets viable seed head on it, the quality starts to decline.
Dr. Teutsch says the time of cutting is critical.
When we start to see those seed heads come out, that's about the time that we want to cut it to optimize yield and quality. And if we do that, we're going to really improve the nutritional value of the hay that we have.
He adds soil testing is also important.
We want to take a soil test, and we want to lime and fertilize according to our soil test. Now, this year, we're kind of in a unique position as forage and livestock producers because fertilizer prices have really increased.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with five locations in Kentucky: Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? You might just find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. It's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, even arcade games. You can search for items by name or simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and find what you're looking for today.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
UK forage specialist Dr. Chris Teutsch says it's important to cut hay early.
What we want to do as soon as the dew gets off, we want to mow it as early as we can. And what that does is it gives us a little bit more drying time. It's often hard to find 3 or 4 days consecutively that are good hay curing days.
He adds, don't wait too long to rake or tether.
If we have a lot of clover in our stands or we're using alfalfa, we don't want to rake or tether that forage when it's too dry. So we say that we don't want to rake or tether below 40% moisture. And the reason you don't want to do that is because we have really high leaf loss with legumes.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.